Yes.
Yeah.
But I don't know, I'm just like all that, just like now, they fussing at me. They don't want me to mow in my yard, I shouldn't do that.
You mow your yard?
I mow all this big yard you see here. All this, not just this right here, this is fenced in, my house is fenced in. But I got all that backyard, all to that big gate you see over yonder. All that coming this way. But I have a riding mower mostly for that, but I love to mow with the little mower lot. Little push mower. And they all say, they don't see how I can do it. I said, well, I don't know either. But I do it and I love it. And when they're going to take that away from me, just will take me away. Because I'm not going to stay young any longer. And that'll be the end. Because I can't sit still. My daughter looked after me all the time. Oh, you got to go see about this. You got to go see about that. I said, yeah. I said, I just can't keep still. That's all there is to it. I like to have something to do, you know, something to do. If I have hand work, I can sit there and do it. But if I don't, like on Sundays, I try not to do one thing but cook my little dinner. That's the hardest thing to do that you ever saw. I just look like I just can't take it.
Mr. Book says you're about the hardest working lady he's ever seen.
They all say that, not just him. And I keep around my fence, I don't know if you notice it, but around those lilies and all that, I get put a cane knife and do all that. It's,
You used to raise cotton. Tell me about the work you did.
Well, you do cotton, you had to from little you had to hoe it until it got big enough, you know, to put on the cotton bowls. After that came on, well, in this last part of this month, you'd start picking cotton in that hot sun. Well, you get your long sack and put it over your shoulder, had a band on it, and stick your cotton in that, take it out of that bowl and stick it in that sack. I saw some cotton, or did I dream that? I bet I dreamt that last night.
What?
I saw some cotton last night in my dream. I'm sure, because there's nobody raises cotton around here. I saw it just as natural, and I can remember it and everything. Isn't that something?
That sure is.
I could see those pretty white bowls, you know, out there, open up. Oh, I'll bet you that just makes me think about it. I dreamt that last night.
Now, that's interesting. When they broke ground in the spring, did they used a what?
Well, they used a, what do you call that plow? I forget the name of that plow, but it was a plow when you broke up your land. You just went down the middle of that row and, you know, threw it on each side.
It made what? Furrows?
It made furrows on each side, you see. You'd go right down the middle of the row, the hill, and they had a down, you know, it was low down in here. See, like they had one here, then one over here, and then here it was kind of low. Well, they just bust that out, they call it. And then they'd make another hill where that middle was for the next year. That's the way my husband did, I don't know.
Did you use another kind of plow? Did he use another kind of plow when he...
Oh, yeah, when he'd, wake his, you know, he had all kinds. He had cultivators, and he had... double shovel, they call them, and he had harrows, and he had a plow that just would throw it on one side, you see. That's the way he'd work his crop. He'd just take this plow and go as close to the plant as he could get and just throw a little furrow, they'd call it.
Your husband always raised a good crop.
He always did.
Was cotton always a money crop?
Well, a long time back, yeah, but it got to where the boll weevils came in here and we couldn't do anything. We had to give it up.
Really?
Yeah, we couldn't do anything. We couldn't raise any of it anymore. So that's where we started raising potatoes, Irish potatoes and sweet potatoes.
Do you remember when that was? When that boll weevil come in here? Came in?
I don't remember exactly, but it was around in the 1920s, I'm sure. I'm almost sure.
Okay.
Because we didn't raise cotton long after we moved up here, and we moved up here in 1919.
Yes, ma'am.